We will get started. This is our favorite part of the meeting, the honoring excellence. And the first one will be Mrs. Erica Nickel. And we're going to have, you're going to have Mr. Bassett come up.
Yeah, Mr. Bassett, come up and tell us about Mrs. Nickel and the awards she received.
So she was just selected as the Utah's Teacher of the Month in secondary math education.
That's awesome.
It's way cool. They're going to do, the specialist came, spent some time with us, hung out in her classroom. She's going to do a write-up in their monthly newsletter. And it's just kind of cool to honor the people that we have, the fantastic job they do. And she'll tell you, it's the team effort, it's awesome people that she works with, but she really is phenomenal. She does. She gets, if you look at just paper, the results she gets, the growth, the proficiency that she gets out of kids.
I can't say it.
So what does she teach?
Math. Yeah.
I know. But
8th grade math.
Okay. Which is algebra.
Mrs. Nickel, you come up as well.
And
do you tell them a little bit about what you do? And
what I do?
How'd you get nominated for this award? Who nominated? I'm just curious. Do they just, look at him. I'm like, that's awesome.
No, it was actually really kind of a little bit of an honor. These last few years, I've really tried to go more proficiency-based. And so I've kind of had to go through and change all my curriculum. And every time I go to one of these conferences, I feel like I learn something new. So I do appreciate, like Mr. Bassett really encourages us to go to the
training,
like the math conventions and like the personal learning one and stuff. And we do learn a lot of new things to kind of help give our kids a more individualized approach to the learning math, because you know, they do know math, some at different levels and some at different speeds. So that's kind of what I've been trying to do. And it's definitely for sure baby steps. And I think every year I learn something new, but I do have a fantastic crew behind me. I mean, Jackie Johnson is one of the best mentors I could have asked for. I've got aides who help in my classroom, and this year I had Lindsay Dutson helping me with AmeriCorps, and she works with just a select group of kids that we kind of identify as like your tier two kids. But she's able to pull them out in a small group, and she was able to just give them that little extra help. And we also sometimes we do an extra semester of just kids who are just right there, who may need just a little extra help but can be motivated. And so we give them that extra class that really just kind of makes them feel like they can actually do it. Because sometimes they just need the confidence. They just need to know they can do it. Anyway, so that's my goal, is just to kind of try to give them confidence and prepare them for high school and try to do a little bit more of an individualized approach. But I don't know, I'm going to try something new next year and hopefully just kind of keep baby stepping through the process. So it was kind of fun to have them come in and see some of the things that we're doing in our school.
Well, congratulations. And good job, Matt, for nominating here.
Mr.
Like, just
Bassett,
being on the ball,
Mr. Bassett.
Bassett,
anything you wanted to finish up? We kind of cut you off to hear that.
No.
Other stuff you want to say?
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, we're so proud of you. Thank you.
That is so awesome.
Thanks.
So we have a certificate that just says the Millard School District Board of Education would like to recognize Erica Nickel for being named Utah Secondary Mathematics Teacher of the Month for April. We appreciate your dedicated service to the students and families of Delta Middle School. Our schools and community are truly enriched by your contributions. Thank you so much for the work that you do. We want to shake your hand. You've got to come up here and shake our hands and get your certificate.
Thank you, guys. We do have such good kids here. We really do.
You're awesome. Thanks, thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'll stick around a minute, we'd like to take your picture.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks. And Mr. Bassett's too.
Okay, the next group that we have is Mrs. Rawlinson, Mr. Johnson, Adelie Day, and Jaylee Taylor. And this is for the work that they did at the
And Braden Johnson.
I said Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
Why don't we have you guys come up here?
Come up here, yes. So this is for the work that they did at the Delta North Elementary School Musical Theater with the play. So, and we're going to have Mrs. Ferris tell us a little bit about it. Yes.
So, Ms. Rawlinson and Mr. Johnson are our directors for the play, and I don't even know how many years that you've been doing this.
This was the ninth one.
The ninth year. 9 years they've had. Most of the years that they take our fourth graders, and anyone that wants to be in the play is in the play. The kids love it, and they are looking forward to it from, like, since in second grade.
Soon as they find out.
They get excited about it, being able to be involved in the play. It's a wonderful experience for those kids. It teaches them so many things. And also, Mrs. George ought to be up here, too, because she's their pianist, and that she helps and comes. They do early mornings. They do Friday afternoons after everybody else has gone. It has just been, and the community loves it. They're able to come and see their kids and see the performance. They grow so much. I think it's an amazing thing to be able to get the arts in the elementary school and get them excited about even their future in arts. And I know a lot of kids go on from this to be able to be
and
in the
come
place.
Back and help.
I know. Yeah. See, and that's
because she did the first two.
And how many months? Like, are you going early mornings and after school? Like, it's a little wild.
3 months.
But that's a sacrifice for you guys to be there and these students that are there helping. Like,
it's a big sacrifice.
So,
and you do a phenomenal job.
They do a phenomenal job.
They help the kids with their costuming. They do the sets. I mean, they make up dances.
Yes.
I mean, they really do a great job.
Everything. Anyway, yeah. They do an amazing job, and we're really so proud of the kids that are involved in it and proud of and grateful for the sacrifices
help.
That
right.
they
yes.
make because it's a big thing that they are taking on. So
it's
we really
huge.
Thank you
it.
For supporting them.
Yes.
We love it. We love having it in our school, and we love being able to have their experience with their kids. They do a great job.
That's awesome.
Anything you guys would like to share about it?
It's her. she does most of it. I'm just the curtain monkey. Run things around backstage. She does 95% of everything. She was fantastic.
Was one of the things that made the biggest difference in my life as a fourth and fifth grader. So when the opportunity to bring it back was there, I was a little nervous because I've never done it before, but now I've done 9 of them, and it's great. I love it.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
So we have a certificate for you guys, and it just says the Millard School District Board of Education would like to recognize, and then it has your name, for your outstanding dedication and contributions to the Delta North Elementary School musical. We appreciate your creativity, organization, and tireless support to help our students experience and appreciate theater. Our schools and community are truly enriched by your contributions. Thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you. You're so awesome.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Alan. Early mornings.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's how I could not get my kid to do it. I can't get up.
It's hard to picture.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.